Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jacob.
Hey, today we're talking about a trend. I love to talk about trends, what's popular. There have been some weird trends over the years. This one is kind of fun. I started noticing these influencers probably about a year ago, and I started to follow several social media influencers on YouTube. One girl is into really old-fashioned clothes. She sews, and she's really good. But I follow her just because she's really funny and makes me laugh. So there are different reasons why people on social media tend to have a lot of followers. You know, what are they saying? What are they doing that's interesting? Well, this we're going to talk about, these social media influencers, they're going to get political.
Ooh.
How do you get political? We're going to find out. What we usually do and we're going to do right now is going to read through the article, and then we'll be back to talk about it. In order to promote the 2017 Taipei Universiade, the Taipei city government reached out to Taiwanese YouTubers. Nine of these internet celebrities helped create a series of videos in which they interacted with Taipei Mayor Ko Wen-je. This is an example of the growing presence and power of online influencers in the political sphere. Influencers are valuable marketing assets to political parties, having already cultivated large followings of people who value their opinions. These influencers can immediately reach millions of potential voters. What's more, social media promotions appeal to a younger crowd than traditional advertisements do. Most importantly, YouTubers and other influencers connect with their fans in a very authentic, human way. Since they are perceived as ordinary people and not part of any political party, their followers are more likely to accept what they say is true than if the same words came out of the mouth of a career politician. The effect of influencers has been seen in a number of recent elections. India's 2019 general election saw a surge of social media figures, from national celebrities to local personalities, working with political parties to woo voters. Influencers also played a large role in the UK's recent election. Some chose to explicitly support one party or another, while others simply urged their followers to use their democratic right to vote. Both campaigns, however, saw influencers spread fake news as well as political opinions. Therein lies the danger. Influencers are not political experts, and their followers should not simply accept whatever they say without question. You shouldn't vote for someone just because your favorite YouTuber tells you to. Instead, research political candidates and their positions on your own, so you can make an informed choice at the ballot box.
Hi, welcome back. Okay, so you just heard about social media influencers and how they are getting political. Right, so before they would sort of exist to kind of do what we talked about in the intro there, maybe introducing some products or talking about things that they like, but politicians and political parties are getting the idea that, wow, these influencers can reach a lot of people through their social media platforms like YouTube or Instagram or something like that. They reach a lot of young people. Mm-hmm. And of course, young people are a very important group for politicians to get these younger kids supporting them. So the politicians are like, let's try and reach these younger voters. Let's get political with these social media influencers.
Now, they want to promote the Universiade. Those are those athletic games that we saw here in 2017 in Taipei. And they're trying to get this group of voters to support it again. And this time, they're reaching out or connecting, as Jacob said, to Taiwanese YouTubers. We often use this word, can you reach out to so-and-so?
Right.
I need you to talk to them and, you know, convince them to do something.
Maybe, maybe ask them for help, right?
Yeah. In business, we use it all the time. Can you reach out to, you know, the CEO of that company and see if you can persuade him to do something?
Yeah.
Yeah, to reach out just means to connect with somebody.
Okay. So, right. So we're reaching out to Taiwanese YouTubers and they're probably used to that, right? If they, yeah. if they get famous, they're getting a lot of requests.
It's true.
Let's say. So, they made videos, of course, with social media. One of the things is taking photographs or making videos, and they interacted with Taipei Mayor, Ko Pi, right? He's the mayor of Taipei, and he's kind of active also as on social media. I mean, he made a rap video. Did you see his rap video?
No.
It's like, do the right thing, do things right, right? He made this like really popular rap video, and that of course made him popular with younger voters.
He seems like a real nerd to me, though.
Oh, he totally is, yeah. And you know, like any politician, I mean, he was very popular in the beginning, and then later on,
people
maybe
hate him later.
His popularity kind of shrinks, but who knows? You know, he might have a future career beyond being just mayor.
We hope he's not a rapper, though.
Check out his rap video.
Yeah, Cuppy, we don't need you to rap. So this is an example of the growing presence and power of these online influencers in the political sphere.
Yeah,
like we said, they usually aren't in that particular arena. Sphere just means an area that someone has influence in, or some area that's significant. Sphere is also used to talk about, you know, the circular shape of the globe or the world, you know, the Earth, the sphere. Here it just means an area that you have influence in, or that you act in, or you exist in. Here we're just talking about in politics, usually. These online influencers don't really talk about politics at all, although some actually focus on politics. So it depends on your influencers. These influencers are valuable marketing assets to political parties, especially if you're trying to target or focus in on the younger generation. An asset, this can be a countable noun or a non-count noun. Here it just means something that gives you some sort of advantage, right? It's some sort of resource for you. I could say one of Jacob's assets is he's really punctual. He always comes to the jobs on time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Reliable. He never just, you know, fong goods and all that stuff. No, no. He always is there. So everyone has their own assets. You should use your assets when you're trying to get a job.
Yes.
Or maybe you're interested in a guy or a girl. Maybe you need to show them that you have excellent assets.
Right. So something that's valuable or special about you would be your asset.
Oh, before we move on, for these people that are focusing more on business, your assets, used in the plural form, they're the items on your balance sheet that show, the book value of whatever you own, your property, whatever your business owns that's valuable. Those are your assets.
Right. Okay, so these influencers have already cultivated large followings of people. If you cultivate something, you kind of grow it. If you have a garden out back, like Stephanie has talked about, her sister has a garden, she will need to cultivate the plants in her garden. She will want to make the plants, maybe they're vegetable plants. If you cultivate them, you make them grow, or you help them grow, so eventually you can maybe eat the vegetables from the garden. So if you cultivate your online followers, it means that you kind of grow, you try and grow those numbers, get more people following you. So you might release a popular video and you share it and get more people to watch it or spread the word. This is how you cultivate your online presence.
Yeah, we typically use it when we're trying to become friendly or have a friendly relationship with someone who can help us in the future.
Sure.
Here they're trying to cultivate large followings. Now, what's more, social media promotions appeal to a younger crowd than traditional advertisements do. That is for sure. That is, there's no mistaking that. So most importantly, YouTubers and other influencers connect with their fans in a very authentic, human way. You know, the big criticism of politicians around the world is they're fake.
Yeah.
They, you know, they're never genuine. So if you're authentic, you're real. People see you as, you know, being honest. They don't see you trying to pretend to be something you're not. We often talk about, restaurants having authentic cuisine.
Sure.
For Taiwan, I'm still trying to find a restaurant that has authentic Mexican food.
Ooh, yeah, that's a tough one.
Or you could just say a real Mexican food. Yeah. Sometimes we'll substitute the word real there, but Yeah, that's the big criticism of politicians. They're so fake. You can never believe what they say. You know, right now is probably a good time to take a break. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to continue talking about this trend where social media influencers are getting political.
Hello, my name is Shelby. 最近网红好像也和政治有所关联咯。标题的地方 influencers, influence 动词影响加字为 er, 表示人有影响力的人就是网红的意思。好，第一段是拿例子呢来开头来阐释这个现象。我们看第二句的地方，有九个网络名人拍摄了一系列的影片跟台北市长互动。Celebrities, 这里是名人的意思，复数，也可以简称成 celebs, C-E-L-E-B, 复数直接加 S, 一系列的影片 a series of, in which 呢是一个关系子句，形容前面这些影片， which 指这影片，在这些影片中相当于地方，所以也可以用 where 代替。第三句，这是一个网红在政界里面出现越来越多的例子。我们看 growing,grow 成长加 ing 变形容词，表示持续增加中的，相当于 increasing 或者是 expanding 扩大的。presence 出席出现名词，它通常呢前面加个所有格，就表示说在谁的面前，例如说 in my presence 就是在我的面前。 presence 把字尾 ce 改成 t, present 就是形容词出席的，念成 present 变成动词赠送或提交的意思。后面 sphere 是球体或者圆状物，也可以表达工作或知识等的范围和领域。 political sphere 就是在政界。那网红如何产生影响力？我们看第二段的地方，第二句，已经培养了大量的粉丝啊，所以这些人呢，就可以立即的接触到一些潜在的选民。Cultivate 是培养，它用完成式表示已经培养了。Following 表示一群的追随者，可是它是可数的，所以前面不是加一个 a 变成 a following 就是变成 followings。 我们看到后面动词是 reach 是抵达碰到或接触的意思，也可以用 reach out to somebody 表示和某人打成一片，走进某些人的中间。第三句的地方，而且啊，这些社群媒体推销会吸引了一些年轻人，比起那些传统的广告。 What's more 是连接词，表示而且，相当于 besides, in addition, 或者是 also。 appeal to, 动词片语，对什么有吸引力，后面直接加受词，也可以表达是上诉的意思，这个案子可以上诉到最高法院， the case appeals to the highest court。 另外 appeal 单单也可以拿来当作名词，表示吸引力， sex appeal 就是吸引人的。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue. Since they are perceived as ordinary people, we're talking about these influencers. Mm-hmm. You know, you think of celebrities kind of as being fake sometimes, right? Like mm-hmm. some celebrities are. So, but with YouTubers, with social media in general, it allows for a lot more communication. Before, if you wanted to talk to a celebrity, it would be very difficult,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Now you can just get on Twitter or you can get on Facebook and you can write them a message. And chances are they won't respond, but sometimes they do,
mm-hmm.
which is really great because
then
you feel like the celebrity or the famous person is actually like a real person and not just some like movie star that has no basis in reality or something, not like a real person. So, right. So it's important for an influencer to be this authentic kind of person, not someone who's really fake.
Yeah. We often will say in English, what you see is what you get. So no one's faking anything. What you see is really the way they are. So since they are perceived as ordinary people, and that's what a lot of people see them as, and not part of a political party, although some of them have become political, it depends, their followers are more likely to accept what they say is true than if the same words came out of the mouth of a career politician.
Right.
We use that phrase, career politician, guys, typically when we just talk about a politician who's been doing it almost from the time they graduated high school, that's all they've done is just run for office. They've never worked in a real job, as we like to say, you know, made a real living.
Yeah.
All they do is, you know, get people to donate to their campaigns and they keep running. And that's how they stay, in power and get money. So yeah, career politicians are not really respected.
And so that's the thing about Kopi is that he was a doctor, right? He was a surgeon mm-hmm. before becoming a politician. And then I know Freddie Lim, who is a very popular politician these days, he is a singer in a metal band in Taiwan.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
So he's kind of had this career as a musician and now has also entered sort of the political sphere, the political arena, you could say.
Yeah. Things are changing. I mean, you look at Trump, who was an entertainer.
Yeah. Like
and a businessman.
A TV star, right?
So you're having people from different areas of life run for office, which I'm all for. I wish we could say you could only be a politician for, you know, a certain limited time. because once you get in there, it's hard to get them out.
Yeah.
So the effect of influencers has been seen in a number of recent elections. Now, here's an example. India had a general election in 2019, and they saw a surge of social media figures from national celebrities to local personalities working with the political parties to woo voters.
Woo.
Yeah, a surge of something means kind of a sudden increase, you know, shoot up. We could say oil prices have surged recently. They
yep.
haven't, but that's an example. Or wow, to shoot up, just to increase very rapidly is a good way to talk about surge. When I see surge also, I think of the extension cords that
okay.
you can plug into the wall.
Oh, they all have a surge protector.
Yeah. If you have a computer, you'll want to buy a surge protector because sometimes the electricity is uneven. And if there's a surge or a sudden increase in electricity, it can actually hurt
yeah.
that electrical product, whatever it is. And hopefully it's not your computer. A surge protector. But here just means a sudden increase. Now we've got national celebrities, but what's a local personality? We use personality to talk about how someone is, like, oh, she's got such a fun personality, or she's just very shy, she has a shy personality, but that's not what we mean here. We'll often use personality to talk about someone who has become famous for something.
Right.
A local personality is probably only known in their, you know, immediate area. They're not known nationwide or even around the world. We've got local personalities in the city I grew up in. Everyone knows them. Maybe they grew up watching the Weatherman on TV.
Weatherman might be a local personality.
He's a local right. personality.
Or the car salesman
yeah.
who gets a commercial and he has like a tagline.
Yeah.
And so you and your friends would know who this person is, but if you go to like the next state over, they'll have no
they
idea because
yeah.
he's not part of their
yeah.
locality. He's
but
not
they
like,
feel cool because they're popular. Or famous in
right.
their own little area. Yeah, so they've been working with these people to woo voters. What does woo mean?
To attract.
Yeah.
You could, it's sort of an old-fashioned way to say like, oh, I'm trying to woo
this beautiful woman,
right? It means that you would like to date her, so you yeah. would maybe send her messages or buy her flowers. It's it's kind of like wooing. Also, courting is another sort of
yeah.
old-fashioned way to say
word,
you
yeah.
want to date them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So you're trying to get them to love you.
Yeah.
Influencers also played a large role in the UK's recent election. Some chose to explicitly support one party or another, but others just urged their followers to, hey, go out and vote.
Go vote.
Which I think is probably the best way. Stay out of politics if you're because you can ruin your career if you get too political sometimes. Explicitly, it just means to state very clearly and in detail. No one has any doubt
yes.
of what you're saying or what's going on. Explicit. Sometimes you'll see warnings on movies where they'll say explicit language.
Ooh, yeah.
Which just means a lot of swear words.
Bad words.
So explicit means very clear. Nobody has any doubt as to what's going on.
Okay, continuing. Both campaigns, however, saw influencers spread fake news as well as political opinions. Okay, right. The problem with fake news, this is happening. It's kind of a growing problem everywhere where of course, everyone's on the internet, and so you could put a story, anyone could put a story on the internet, and then it could spread, but it's actually not the truth. It's actually fake news. So you have to be careful about the stories that you read on the internet. You have to decide, or you have to inform yourself, okay, are these real? Is it true? Or is it false? Is it fake news?
Mm-hmm. And then it says that therein lies the problem. Therein. Therein is really formal, guys. We only use it in writing. It's used to say there's a fact or a statement that expresses something, and they have to make a decision soon, perhaps. So if you don't act quickly, you might run into some problems. Therein lies the problem. You have to act quickly. Yeah, so here it says, therein lies the danger. What's the danger? Well, these influencers are not political experts.
Right.
And their followers should not simply accept whatever they say without question. They could say whatever they want. Whatever just means, you know, whatever, no matter what. So yeah, you have to be really smart about this. Even established news organizations post fake news sometimes.
Yep.
And later on you find out, well, that wasn't true. You need to do your own homework. I think it's scary, but, you know, that's pretty much what the world is now. Don't believe everything people tell you.
That's very true.
Yeah.
You shouldn't vote for someone just because your favorite YouTuber tells you to, right? I mean, like, yeah, you might like them for their opinion on food or their opinion on clothing styles.
Right.
But then why are they sharing their opinion about a politician or something
like
that?
What do you know?
So,
yeah.
Right. So they know as much as you do. So you have to inform yourself about the political situation and the issues, and then you decide. Don't rely on your favorite YouTuber to tell you who to vote for.
Yeah, that happens a lot with Hollywood too, or even the music industry. You know, if you like a certain star or a certain singer and they encourage you to vote for someone, you still need to make up your own mind.
Yeah.
Right? So, yeah, there are people that I agree with some things that they say, and there are other things I do not agree with.
Sure.
So, yeah, I just have to be smart about it. You need to research political candidates. Maybe do some research. Look up online, see what they say. And if they contradict themselves, which means they say the opposite of what you've read, maybe go ahead and find out which opinion is really correct. And if someone's changing their opinion a lot, I wouldn't trust them at all, frankly. But, yeah, you need to, get your own opinion on their positions. A position here is what that political person says about a particular issue. That's their position. We often use that phrase. Oh, what's your position on taxes? What's your position on immigration? That sort of thing.
Okay. And if you do this, you can make an informed choice at the ballot box.
Mm.
If something that is informed, I've said this before, you have to inform yourself. You have to have information.
Educate yourself.
An informed choice is one that is backed by research, backed by facts that you've looked into. You just don't go in with like nothing in your head and you just randomly like check a box. No, no, you have to make an informed choice. And the ballot box, that's where you place the box in which you place your paper ballot. If you vote in an election, the piece of paper that you get that you would stamp the next to the name of the person that you support, or sometimes in other countries you actually like have a machine where you pull a lever for the ballot, but the paper ballot that they use in Taiwan, you saw this, they put into a box, and that's basically where the vote goes, okay? And then they count all the votes at the end. They take the votes out of the ballot box, or the ballots out of the ballot box, and they count those votes to see who wins. So that's what the ballot box is.
Cool. I love how they count all the ballots here. I feel like it's a pretty honest system.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah. Okay, guys, that's all the time we have for today. We're going to listen to our Chinese teacher one more time, and then we'll be back to say goodbye.
我们再看第五句的地方，由于这些人被认为是一些普通人，所以他们的追随者更容易接受他们说的话。Since 是连接词，由于或因为的意思。后面动词 are perceived as, perceive 是感官动词，它表达察觉或认为的意思。后面呢可以加受词。那这里用被动表示被认为是。接着我们看后面的 likely 这个生字。可能的，好，可能的，它的主词其实经常是配合人来使用。另外一个可能的 possible， 它的主词是常配合 it。那其他国家有没有网红的例子呢？我们来看第三段的地方， 第二句，在印度2019年的大选啊，有看到一个社群人物不断的增加，从全国的名人到当地的名人都跟政党合作。General election 就是大选的意思，生字 surge 是涌现剧增的意思，这里当名词 a surge of something 就是什么的增加，它也可以当作动词哦，用法 surge in 加方面表示在什么方面快速的增加，后面的 personalities 是人格性格，这里把它拿来当名人或名流的意思，前后它都有个逗点表示它是插入句而已，来附加说明前面的人物 figures。 好，接着我们看动词 woo， 它是争取或者是努力说服的意思。那英国也有个例子，我们来看第四句的地方，有一些网红选择能清楚地表达说选哪一个政党，而其他的网红可能只是鼓励大家去使用他们的权利。在 some 呢，主持它是代表着有一些网红的意思， explicitly 清楚的明确的， ex 如果把它改成 im 是不的意思， implicitly 就是不明言的含蓄的，比如说含蓄的批评就是 implicit criticism。好，后面有一个片语 one party or another， one 加名词再加 or another 表示这个什么或那个什么，在这句话里面就是说这个政党或那个政党的意思。好，我们来看一下结论的地方咯，在第一句的地方 therein lies， therein 副词表示在那里， lies 是躺着的意思，这两个是一个习惯用语，表示说那一点就是也就是说的意思，可是这里又很巧妙的利用 lie 是动词，后面加了主词 danger， 翻译成中文表示这正是危险所在。我们再看到后面的地方，这些呢我们的粉丝啊无疑的就会接受他们所说的任何话， accept 加 whatever they say。 好， whatever 这个不是副词子句，所以呢不能说它等于 no matter what，它是省略先行词 anything 的名词子句， whatever they say 完整的表示就是说 anything which they say。 以上是今天的讲解，谢谢收听。
That's it for today guys. We hope you learned a little bit more about how these social media influencers are getting political.
Yeah.
And if they're getting political, you need to get smart and see if what they're saying is something that you truly believe. It's kind of fun. Well, thanks for joining us. We hope you'll join us again soon. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jacob.
Bye.
Bye.